They say cash is king, and they are right. Effectively managing cash is crucial for successfully running any business. Let's take a look at this tool as an example of how to manage your cash flow.
The purpose of managing cash is to understand the ins and outs of the cash accounts of the business, but more importantly, to identify areas where cash may be short so you can properly act to avoid a negative cash situation. This template is laid out with each week as separate columns, and the date in each column is the start date for that week starting on a Sunday. At the very top in row 3 is the beginning cash balance. We will enter a starting cash balance of $25,000. Notice how the starting cash balance for each of the following weeks is the same because we have not entered any receipts or expense payments yet. The next section is the customer collections. This is different from sales, as this is what your customers pay you, not what you billed them. Notice here there are multiple sources of income. You can change these sources to more accurately reflect your sources of income. In this example, we have cash from subscriptions revenue for customers on retainer. Say we plan to receive this money by the 5th of the month, and we can put a 5 in column B next to subscriptions and the amount of $11,000 in column C. This will put the same amount in each column where the 5th of the month appears. The formulas on this template are designed to simplify the process to get you started. You can always overwrite these formulas to adjust for seasonality or expected fluctuations in revenue. The next row is the project payments for certain project work. Notice the project payment amounts are placed in the weeks when the amounts are expected to be collected. Next, we have retail sales and e-commerce sales, and for this example, for simplicity, we show that revenue is estimated to be consistent week to week based on history and anticipated events, and entering the values in the first column, column D, auto-populates all the other columns. However, there can be a lot of volatility in this section, especially in tougher economic times when customers typically take longer to pay, so adjustments are likely. Let's enter $5,000 for retail sales and $7,500 for e-commerce sales. And we know in May our sales pick up to $6,000 and $8,500 for retail and e-commerce respectively. Notice all subsequent weeks are automatically updated. Line 10 shows total anticipated collections by week. The next section is the expense section, or bills to pay. The largest expense of an organization is typically rent, followed by payroll, or vice versa. This worksheet helps you forecast your expenses by allowing you to enter the day of the month the payment is due in column B and the average or anticipated amount in column C, and the spreadsheet does the rest. The formulas will calculate which columns the payments are due automatically for you. If rent is due by the 5th, we put a 5 in column B and the rent amount in column C. For payroll, we first choose the type, either weekly, biweekly, monthly, or semi-monthly, and then enter the estimated amount and the spreadsheet does the rest. Notice if we switch the payroll frequency, the amounts appear in different columns. We can do the same thing for all other expenses to be paid. For electric, which is due on the 20th and $540, and gas that is paid on the 2nd for $450, you can see how the spreadsheet is being populated. To save time, let me add in the rest of the expenses and due dates. Make sure you include your inventory purchases and all debt and credit card payments. Line 30 shows the total expenses, and line 32 shows you how much cash you can expect to have left at the end of each week after your collections and the payment of your expenses. Notice in column J that we see negative cash mainly because we had to pay payroll and inventory purchases in the same week, and that tells us we must take action to avoid having negative cash. We can either move the payment of some expenses, or we can borrow money on our line of credit, which is shown in row 35. If we borrow $6,500, we end up with a positive cash balance of $131. Then when we have cash in the following week, we can repay that advance on our line of credit as shown in column K, row 35. Notice there are additional sections here for funding and dividends and distributions to shareholders.
As you can see, this tool is excellent if you want to understand the future expectations when it comes to cash and may help you sleep better at night. If you want this cash flow template for your business, just contact me.